Your 24-hour sports entertainment radio station, Vision View Sports Radio.
SuperSport United rising midfielder Jesse Don said he went through a bit of a depression in 2 years of waiting for his big break.
Mm.
And we have him on the line now. Jesse, how are you, brother?
Good afternoon, guys.
How's it?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, and you?
Congratulations, first things first, on your win over the weekend.
Thank you so much.
Yeah? And you had a good game, by the way. You know what? I've been following your game, and you actually are growing in your game. I like that, Jesse.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate that. I think that's one of the best compliments you can get. growing is important.
From a former footballer to a current footballer. But Jesse, how do you feel now? I mean, often we take a look at COVID-19, we take a look at a pandemic, and you very openly say, you know, I suffered from depression in the 2 years waiting for my big break. What does that look like, and what does it feel like if you think back to those emotions?
Yeah, you know, I think hindsight is a helpful thing. I mean, when I was in the moment, I probably, because of how little depression is spoken about in today's age, I probably wasn't aware that I was suffering from a bit of depression, or was at least feeling these feelings of depression and anxiety. And you know, as a footballer, we place so much emphasis on how well we do on the field. You know, we allow football to determine our identity. If we're playing well, that's what makes us happy. And so when that's taken away from you and you spend anything else to support you, it becomes really difficult, you know? And you start to question, you know, should I be doing this? Should I just give up? Should I quit? You know, am I good enough? And it can become very tough. I mean, especially for someone like me who was in a new city, in a new team, no friends, no family around me at the time, it became really difficult. But I think the key takeaway I had was just to keep going, you know, just keep swimming. There are people around you that care for you. You just have to reach out, you know, and there's nothing wrong with reaching out and admitting that you are struggling.
I love that you have admitted that, look, thinking back now, I was depressed. And that it's okay, because you talk about some of big life's changes, moving cities, without that support that you're used to at a new club. It's enough, you know, to unnerve anybody.
For sure.
How did you get to the other side?
So a big factor for me is my faith. I'm a strong believer. I'm lucky to have the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. And so through it all, He has been my consistent motivator, my friend, my encourager through difficult times. And so my faith in Him is definitely what's turned my situation around, because I now realize that regardless of what happens on the field, my identity started Christ and nothing else.
Yeah, I love
so
that.
That is something, that's something that definitely got me through. But besides that, you know, I have an amazing family that unfortunately aren't in the same city as me, but have done the most that they can to support me wherever they can. And also thanks to the club at SuperSport, you know, that my teammates, my coaches, the background staff, for doing what they can to make me feel welcomed and to check up on how I am. And even besides that, you know, my local friend that I've made now, the church I go to, you know, people I've met on this side, they all contribute to, you know, making your life more rounded as a footballer, which I think is really key to coping with the stresses that come within football.
Mm-hmm. Did this teach you at all that you are not football, that you are, you're Jesse, you know, and then you're football? Or did you always see it as, I'm a footballer and, you know, take football away, I am nothing. Who am I? Did you struggle with that identity and trying to place you, especially as you waited for your big break?
For sure, 100%. I think you hit the nail on the head right there. I wasn't aware of it, but because, like I said, I'd worked so hard to be where I am, I had almost unintentionally placed my identity in football. I had an identity crisis, and I didn't even realize it. And so through that process, there was definitely a shifting of perspective of, you know what? I am Jesse before I am a footballer. You know, there's so much more to me as a person. And football is great and I love it and I'm passionate about it. But I should never allow it to determine my happiness and my identity.
It is what you do. It is not you.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's not me. Yeah. What I do.
I like what Rome is asking you, Jesse. Because for a footballer to talk about not playing and that being the cause of the depression, you know, they never really can point it out and say that this is the source. They never know. Instead, you know, they'll keep quiet or rather, you know, lose interest in football altogether. But you came back. And I'm saying this because I can relate. I went through that as well. You know, there were times where I went through something like that in my career. Not once, not twice, a few times.
Where you've experienced depression.
That, around that age especially. Yeah. And because of, you're not playing, Romy. You want to play. And Jesse, maybe let me pose this question. Is it because you thought you were at a certain level in your football? Did you feel that you deserved to play at that time? And that didn't come, you know. I want you to take us through, you know, what exactly the details in terms of what you were going through, because it's important that, you know, I'm sure there's a player out there who's also going through the same thing and is probably thinking of quitting football.
Yeah, and is probably not as outspoken and as honest as you are about the experience.
Yeah, for sure. I think if I'm honest, it probably did come down to a bit of pride that, you know, when you are, I'd come from an NFD team, and although that's in the second division, it was still a fairly high standard, and I was playing week in, week out.
Mm.
And I came into SuperSport knowing that, look, I'm not going to just walk in and start playing.
Mm.
But the more you are told no, the more you see other players getting opportunities, the more you are sidelined, you start to doubt, and you lose that belief in your own ability. And as soon as that starts, and you don't deal with it, and you allow it to grow, that really is what caused these feelings of depression and really doubting whether I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing and whether I actually want to be here. Because, you know, as footballers, we make big sacrifices. And so you start to doubt, like, is it worth it? Should I be making sacrifices? It did definitely come down to me accepting the fact that perhaps maybe I wasn't ready and there was a reason why I wasn't playing.
Mm-hmm.
And so through that process, I had to learn to just keep on putting the work in, you know, when my time, when I'm ready sort of thing, my time will come and I need to be ready for whenever that time may come, you know, stay ready.
And look who's shining. Look who's shining at the moment. Do you think, though, Jesse, enough is being done? Because I appreciate your boldness and, as I said, your honesty, because in hindsight, we have a lot of private conversations with footballers who will admit, not as openly as you have, to have experienced the same thing. Is enough being done within football circles? I know you belong to the South African Football Players Union as well. Is enough being done in order for any footballer to stand up and say, I have depression or I have experienced depression, without the stigma, you know, without them feeling like they're going to be looked at funny? Is enough being done? Because it seems like it is a common thing to go through at the level of which you're playing.
Yeah, in all honesty, I don't think so. I mean, I think there's the obvious issue in terms of dealing with depression and helping players through that process. But even besides that, I think the topic of depression, the awareness around that subject is not good enough within the football industry.
Mm.
I truly believe there are lots of young players who might suffer from depression and anxiety, but not even be fully aware that it is as serious as it is. And so I would encourage, you know, the leaders within our game to perhaps think about initiatives and campaigns that we can come up with to, first of all, make people aware. Because, you know, when people aren't aware, then you can't actually deal with the issue.
Mm.
So, yeah, I definitely challenge those that are in power within the industry to help and establish more awareness surrounding this issue.
Yeah.
So, just what did you actively do during that time to come back, to come out of it, you know?
Yeah.
What did you do? How did you...
Because is it a doing thing? Is it... Yeah, because... Mm. You realize it, you know it, you recognize it. You said there's your faith.
Mm.
But then for me, just to bridge, you know, or draw a parallel, is it a doing thing? Do you have to get up and physically do something to get out of it?
Mm.
Or not? Passive or active?
I think there's a bit of both, to be honest. You know, I think there is the passive side of it where you have to accept that this is the situation you're in, you have to take full responsibility for it, and then within yourself, you have to work through those feelings and emotions and grow through that. But at the same time, there is also an active side of it. I saw it within my story, and this might not be the same as everybody else's story, but when I started to get a community of people around me that were a support structure outside of football, I saw improvements within football, purely because it comes down to that idea of that outside of football, I'm still Jesse and I'm still an important person. And so, yeah, I would encourage the passive side of things to become aware of what you may be feeling, to be aware of your emotions, and then to work through that. And that may require speaking to someone, and that might take action. But for me personally, the biggest help for me was creating a life outside of football so that my life had meaning apart from football.
Jesse, thanks for being a good example.
Yeah, that's one thing thank I can you. Say, that is you know? Bold, yeah. And I really admire that. Yeah. You know, for you to speak out and say, this is what I went through, in the hope that somebody else learns from it, you know, and also just takes a few tips and that it's okay. Yeah. You know, it really is okay.
Yeah. Yeah, no problem. I'm glad I could come on this platform to share, and I really do hope that some young or even old soccer players or other athletes hear it and realize that it's never too late to face these issues. And like you say, it's totally okay. You know, it's part of life.
It's okay not to be okay, you know, Demi Lovato.
And your season with SuperSport so far, do you think you'll take the league maybe this season?
Hey, no, this one is asking difficult questions.
it's early in the season, nice ones.
But
our aspirations are there. I mean, we want to go and win every single game, and we are pushing to win the league. There's no two ways about it. Whether we get there or not, that's out of our control at the moment. All we can control right now is our performances and the results that follow. But yeah, why not? We've had a good start to the season. I believe in the group of players and the setup we have at the moment. So why not? Let's go for it.
Okay.
All the best, Jesse, and thank you.
Thank you so much.
More than welcome, Jesse down there chatting to us. I love that interview. I love the sincerity. I love the honesty. And I love that he calls it by its name.
Your 24-hour sports entertainment radio station, Vision View Sports Radio.